Rick Dayton on your radio at 4:07, and we're talking about Feed the Need and the Radiothon to generate money for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank from now until 6 o'clock. We've got a big announcement coming up in this hour about a local company really just going overboard as they do for this event, and I can't wait to tell you about that. Right now, though, I want to talk with our next guest. Please welcome into the program Mike Spagnola, who is president and CEO of SEMA. 11 years he has served in that role, but he has been a member for 40 years. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
First of all, let people know and help them to understand what SEMA is and what you're all about as we talk about whether the EPA and some other government agencies may be pushing a little too hard and too fast in this switch to electric vehicles. What's SEMA?
Yeah, so SEMA is a trade association. We represent about 7,000 companies, 7,000 members, and everything from small manufacturers to large companies. So small widget makers, but you know, the majority of our members are companies that are $5 million or less in annual sales per year. So retailers, distributors, manufacturers that make parts for the aftermarket, high performance parts down to utilitarian parts. So, you know, if you see a lifted truck, a lowered truck, any sort of accessory that goes on after the sale of the vehicle, lumber racks, all those sorts of things, all are SEMA manufacturers that make those parts to individualize your vehicle.
It's all within the automotive industry. So why then is there concern about whether or not the push for electrified vehicles is happening too quickly? I mean, there are brand new regulations that have been put forward by the Biden administration and by the EPA. Why is this a concern to your membership?
So we are a $53 billion a year industry. As kind of a shape, and then $337 billion of economic impact. And a move this quickly would really affect the businesses of all these small manufacturers. So that's one concern, just the economic impact that it would be to the manufacturers. And, you know, the government really hasn't looked at that. The other thing is that the government has put their thumb on the scale. They've saying it's EV and EV only, and that we're all going to drive EVs here in the next, you know, few years. Here in California, where I am, they want 30% of the vehicle sales by 2026 to be EV and EV only, and are mandating that. And then by 2032, EV and EV only. And again, you know, it's great technology. We think that EV is part of our future. It's got economic impact. And if we move too quickly, we're going to hurt a lot of small businesses. The other thing that really concerns us is they've said it's EV and EV only, and they're not allowing other technologies to continue. We know that hybrid makes sense. We know that hydrogen makes sense in some areas. We know that there's other types of fuels that really, we all want clean air, but there's other technologies that we can work on that will help us to get to cleaner air, and the government shouldn't be picking winners and losers.
Mike, help us to understand when you say that in your $53 billion a year industry that this regulation will hurt your membership. In what way? Help me to understand how they Sure. might be pinched by that.
So over 30% of our manufacturers make products for gas-powered engines, internal combustion engines. And so the switch from them being able to manufacture these sorts of parts. And really, if you just look at even outside of SEMA, if you look at all the manufacturers across the, you know, the Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania states who make transmission parts, who make engine parts, who make all these different parts that are going to be pushed out of business, it's going to have a huge effect, not just on SEMA, but on the automotive manufacturing period.
The regulation.
Too quick.
Yeah, no, I hear exactly what you're saying. Why is it? And because if we think about the percentage of employees in this company, I mean, everybody says Ford and General Motors, these are massive companies. Look at all the employees. Compare that, however, to these small businesses that are out there. It is a drop in the bucket in terms of what these Fortune 500s employ compared to small businesses, right? It may only be 2 or 3 or 10 or 12 people who work there, but that is where the majority of our workers come from, are these small businesses. So they're small in name only, right?
Correct. And these guys are all making a living, you know, off these products. So, again, if we look at the fact that, you know, there are other technologies, synthetic fuels, biofuels, hydrogen, there's a lot of carbon neutral fuels and a lot of technology that is out there. And the government shouldn't just mandate one technology. There are plenty of technologies. America has been built on innovation, and they should allow us to continue to innovate and find other ways to get to cleaner air.
He's the president, the CEO of SEMA, which is an acronym for the Specialty Equipment Market Association, primarily involved in the automobile aftermarket. The reality is that your people are developing products, and it's not just something that you say, okay, I'm going to develop it today, and it's going to be on the market tomorrow, right? I mean, these are pipelines that they have been trying to fill and get product to people, and they've been building those relationships in some cases for months and or years and or decades. If they have to automatically switch to something else, it doesn't just turn on a dime. Business doesn't necessarily work that way, does it?
No, correct. I mean, it's going to take more years. And look, we're seeing all this EVs starting to slow down anyway, right? America votes with their wallets, and EVs are starting to pile up. We don't have the infrastructure for them. We don't necessarily, you know, there's still several states that are making electricity from coal. And there's government subsidies going on. I mean, if it's a great idea, why do we need government subsidies? Mm-hmm. You know, look at the cell phone. Look at Apple's or Android cell phone. Great idea. 98% of Americans have one. There was no government subsidies to get those out into the marketplace. Yeah. Yet the government continues to subsidize this EV market.
What would you like to see instead?
I think it's going to take longer. I think EV is definitely part of our future, but there are other technologies that make sense as well. And we should allow America to continue to innovate. We should allow America to continue to vote with their wallet and not be mandated to buy an EV for their needs. We should allow Americans to buy what's best for their needs and not be mandated to have to buy an EV if it doesn't make sense for them. Makes sense in some areas, doesn't make sense in every area.
So I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but you're saying let the free market conditions determine what happens in America.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Thank you very, very much, Mike, for jumping on here and letting us know about the 7,000 companies that are out there, $53 billion worth of industry, not to mention the multiplier by about six that you're looking about in terms of overall economic impact. Very much appreciate your perspective on why there are some things that just don't make sense just yet. Thanks for being here on KDKA.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
You bet. Mike Spagnuolo, President, CEO of SEMA. SEMA is what they call it again, Specialty Equipment Market Association, where he is the president and the CEO.